Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Searching for the King's Highway.
All right. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those wayfaring men. Those fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up upon thereon. And it shall be found, and it shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. That's profound. But the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon the heads. And they shall obtain joy with gladness, and sorrow and sighting shall flee away. Verse number 8, it says, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. For a few moments this morning, I want to talk about searching for the King's highway. Searching for the King's highway. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. These next few moments, give me articulation of speech. Let me declare your truths in a manner that please you. Speak through me. Speak to me. Speak, oh God, to your people that they would have a spirit that they could understand what you're saying to the church. Thank you for the time that you birthed us in. Some would call them perilous times. Thank you for, Lord, choosing to birth us during this time. And now make us a representation. Let Christ be so formed in us that people would see your good works and glorify your name, which is in heaven. Father, work through us, Father, today in a mighty way. Be mighty to save, be mighty to heal, be mighty to deliver. And when you finish, God, let us be finished. Be glorified, be lifted up. Give us applicable principles that we can now live victorious in our daily lives. Show us what it means today by searching for the King's highway. Show us what this means. And as you show it, we'll now, oh God, apply it to our daily lives. And we will be the peculiar. We will be the priest of the Lord. We will be kings and queens if you've ordained us. This is our prayer this morning. And we asked it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you, minstrels. Hold on for a minute, Holden. And all the rest of the ministers, you can be released. But hold on a minute, Holden. And I'll release you in a minute. Do me a favor. Somebody declare me searching for the King's highway. Searching for the King's highway. For the last couple of Sundays, I believe in a connective way, God has been speaking to us. A few weeks ago, he talked about us being wounded and bruised purposefully. And I won't rehearse all the messages, but if you put them together and you connect them, you can sort of kind of see the picture that God is painting by connecting, amen, the dots. So he told us a few Sundays ago that I wounded or I allowed you to be wounded and bruised purposefully. After that message, I talked from the subject, since we've been wounded and bruised purposely, let's go to the other side. Do me a favor, tell somebody it's time to go to the other side. And that message still speaks to me because too often we get bogged down and we go around the same mountain for too many years of our lives. So do me a favor, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, why are you going around that same mountain? Why are we still going around that same mountain? Tell your neighbor one more time, say, it's time to go to the other side. Do I have anybody that's ready to journey to another place, amen, where we haven't been hither before? I'm glad I got six of you that want to go. All right, but it's time to go to the other side. Amen. And I talked about in that message and prepped us for the crossover. The next message that I talked about, understanding the stages and the phases of life. Understanding the stages and phases of life. I pray you can hear me when I say that understanding is the principal thing. And with all of our getting, we need to get understanding. And we have to understand that life moves in stages and phases. And too often we're competing with people that are not in the stage of life that we're in. Too often we're comparing ourselves to people that we are not even in the same stage that they're in, and we're killing ourselves trying to be them or be with them. And we got to be okay saying, I'm not there. I don't have the means to do that. God has not called me to that. Because with all of our getting, he told us to get understanding. Because it is the principal things. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you know what stage of life you're in? And I'm sorry, I don't care how much society tell us that the new 40 is the new 20. That stuff ain't, that. All that is just colloquial sayings. If you 40, you 40. I don't care how you do your hair. I don't care how you lay it down, paint it, cut it, add to it. You still 40. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing now. I don't care. If you 20 trying to be 40, you will never be 40. So with these colloquial sayings that people say, don't get consumed in them and then try to live them and you hurt yourself. I'm 55. I'm the speed limit. I know. But I still play basketball, but I don't play basketball like I did when I was 20. I take a lot of jumpers. See, I need some basketball people in here. I stand behind the three-point line a lot of games, and y'all just throw it to me. I can hit the three, but I ain't going to do all that other stuff. I ain't trying to go between my legs, go behind my back, twist, jump over my head. But no, I ain't trying to do none of that. I know that'll cause me to hurt myself. I feel the Holy Ghost in here telling me to tell some of y'all, some of that stuff you're trying to do, you're going to hurt yourself. Come on, tell your neighbor, you're going to hurt yourself. You're right where I need you to be. You're going to hurt yourself. You better come back to reality. That's not the stage. That's not the phase you in. That's not the stage, that's not the phase you're in. Hit that tone right there, what you just hit again. Come on, tell somebody that's not the stage or phase where you're in. Mm-mm. We got to understand what stage and phase we're in, because there are stages and phases, and then there are stages and phases that God wants to make some new things. You're trying to live out some old, and God said, I'm making all that new. You trying to make something new and God ain't put the expiration date on the old yet. You got to let patience have his perfect work. Ecclesiastes tells us he makes everything beautiful in his time. The psalmist said, my times are in his hand. I don't care how much I want to rush the process. I can't rush this thing with God. Understanding the stages and phases are talking about being made into a new people. I'm convinced with all of my heart that we're in a season of God of making things new. Ask your neighbor, say, maybe you're going to let God make you new. You're going to let God make you new. He's making us into a new people. We're being made into the Joel 2 army. And then the last message I preached last sermon, because God is now making us anew, we got to give him all that we got. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you giving God all you got? This is not a season for a half-hearted effort in doing anything for God. Y'all didn't say nothing. This is not a season for just throwing in a little tab. No. You got to be all in. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you got to be all in. I'm talking about your calling. I'm talking about your purpose. I'm talking about what God designed to do. You got to be all in. And if all in, you'll see God do something incredible. I believe the messages that God has given us over the last few weeks, I believe the titles, I believe the content and the material, what's been preached and taught to us, that we may comprehend the truth that this Christian life is about a journey. And you need to hear what I'm going to say. I believe everything that God taught us over the last couple of weeks, because he's trying to show us this Christian life is about a journey. Listen, with ups and downs. Y'all better please hear me. And some of y'all ain't been alive long enough to understand that life has ups and downs. Paul said, I know how to be abound, but I also know how to be abased. If you keep living, y'all come a little closer, you're going to have some ups and downs. But the prayer is, Lord, make me stable in all of my ways. Make me so that if it's on my down day, everybody think it's on my up day. Because the way I carry myself, and because the word of faith which I speak, and because my testimony the same, even when it might be a down day. In this life, in this Christian life, the titles and messages, God's trying to show us that there's ups and downs, there are choices and there are decisions, there's hills and there are valleys, and there's much to be navigated, but we've got to be spirit-led. Come on, tell your neighbor, we got to be spirit-led. We got to be spirit-led. In fact, Romans chapter number 8, verse 12 through 19, it says, for many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you're going to have ups and downs, if you're going to have choices and decisions, if you're going to have hills and valleys, you better learn how to be spirit-led. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. You didn't hear what I said. If you're going to have ups and downs, and I do feel like preaching, all right? If you're going to have ups and downs, if you're going to have choices and decisions, if you're going to have hills and valleys, you better learn to be spirit-led. The Bible says in Luke and also in Matthew that Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. If you're not careful, you'll be resisting where the Spirit is leading. And y'all need to hear me. Every now and then, it's into a wilderness. God, no one wants to go into the wilderness. Everybody want to go into a land flowing with milk and honey. And that's just human behavior. There ain't nothing wrong with that until you grow up in God. And when you grow up in God, you discover that my wilderness can be as productive as my land flowing with milk and honey. Come on, tell your neighbor, you got to grow up to understand that. You got to grow up. Long as you're immature, you only think that the land flowing with milk and honey is productive. But once you grow up in God, you discover wilderness has purpose. Come on, tell somebody, wilderness has purpose. Wilderness has purpose. Things die in the wilderness that you need to die. I'm going to say that again. And all of us oftentimes have stuff in our lives that need to die. Well, a good wilderness experience will cause that to die. Oh, God, y'all ain't saying nothing. Deuteronomy tells us that we have choices and decisions. Luke tells us that we need to be spirit-led. In being spirit-led, hills and valleys, choices and decisions, one of the toughest hurdles to cross in this Christian journey is moving from Burger King living, having it my way, to living the God kind of life that I choose the King's highway. I'm going to say this again, and I'm not going to be that long because I'm almost done. One of the toughest hurdles that you must leap over in Christendom is the hurdle where you leave living the Burger King life. I'm going to have it my way. And y'all, please hear me. A lot of Christians live life having it their way. But there's a hurdle that we must all leap, that we leap over the Burger King kind of living, having it our way, that we say, I want the King's highway. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, have you leaped that hurdle? Have you leaped that hurdle? If you're not careful, you're going to choose the husband you want. Y'all ain't saying that, but I'm going to keep preaching anyhow. If you're not careful, you're going to choose the wife you want. Y'all ain't got to say that, I'm going to keep preaching. If you're not careful, you're going to work all your life on the job you chose. Y'all ain't got to say that, but I'm going to keep preaching, Nikki. If you're not careful, you're going to pick 2.5 children to have because that's what society told you is the acceptable size of a family these days. If you're not careful, you're going to choose the kind of car. If you're not careful, you're going to choose this and you're going to choose that. And you're going to look up, you've lived the Burger King kind of life. I just had to have it my way. And God's trying to get us to search for the King's highway. Where do you want me to live, God? Who do you want me to marry, God? How many children do you want me to have, God? Wouldn't it be a shame we only had one and he wanted us to have four? And that fourth one was going to be a national evangelist that saved Baltimore. toughest hurdle, and I'm almost there, Holder, the toughest hurdle is getting out of the Burger King kind of life and leaping over into the King's Highway. Proverbs chapter 3 gives us a good way how we get out of the Burger King and get over to the King's Highway, and it says, acknowledge him first. It's not complicated. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's not complicated. What's complicated is having it your way. Okay, y'all won't admit that. I'll admit that. Trying to have it your way is complicated. You got to figure a lot of stuff out, and you don't rest well at night. And you got to do a lot of manipulation. Y'all ain't saying that, but I'm going to preach anyway. You got to do a lot of construing, and then you find out your construing didn't work, and then you got to go to construing again. But in moving over into the King's Highway, you just acknowledge him first. Where do you want me to go to school? And we need to teach this kind of stuff to our children. Where do you want me to go to school? Who do you want me to hang out with? Y'all better please hear me. We'll be calling people our friends that's got a knife waiting for their opportunity. And God does not look at things like we look at things. We look at the outer appearance. God looks at the heart. So one of the biggest hurdles, and I'm almost there. One of the biggest hurdles that we must jump over is the Burger King life that we're living, having life our own way, to living the God kind of life by choosing the King's Highway. Put in your notes Proverbs 3, 1 through 10. I don't have time. I won't read it. But there's three words that the Lord talked to me about this week that I believe will help get us on the King's Highway. And the first one is honor. Somebody write down with me, honor, honor, honor. In verse, latter part of Proverbs 3, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits and thy increase, so shall their barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. All right? How do we get on the King's Highway? We got to find out how to honor the Lord and then live honorably. We're almost there. How do I get on this King's Highway, and how do I get out of this Burger King kind of life that I'm living, having life my way? The first word is we got to learn how to honor the Lord, and then we got to learn how to honor the Lord and live honorably. The second word that the Lord talked to me about is consistency. He says, once you discover living, honoring me and honorable, then you got to be consistent in behaviors and conduct. Once you find out where honor is and how to be honorable, then you got to become consistent. It's not okay we only do honorable things on occasion. It's got to become lifestyle. God's attributes and God's characteristics consist of honor. So when we become more like God because we're made in his image and his likeness, the more honorable we should be becoming. Honor is going to take us onto the path. I'm almost there. Of the King's Highway. Once we grab a hold of honor, do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, grab a hold of honor and don't let it go. Y'all know we're living in a time of a lot of dishonorable people with dishonorable behavior. Their yes does not mean yes, and their no does not mean no. What they say is all predicated on feelings and situations and circumstances. Y'all better please hear me. But we as the people of the Most High God, we got to now grab hold of honor because our God is honorable, and we got to now become honorable in our behaviors, in our actions, in our deceit, and the way we, amen, reveal ourselves to people. The three words that the Lord talked to me about was honor and consistency. Once you get it down, Lawrence, he said, I need you to be consistent in it, that now you don't practice to get it right. You practice that it becomes perfected, that you can't get it wrong. That when I go to work, I'm honorable. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. When I'm dealing with my wife, I'm honorable. When I'm dealing with my children, y'all not saying nothing, so I'm going to keep on preaching. When I'm dealing with my children, I'm honorable. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When I'm dealing with my friends don't have to wonder, what am I saying behind their back? Because it's really not important what you say in my presence. It's what you say outside of my presence. That dictates whether or not you honor me. That's right. Okay, y'all ain't saying that, and I don't know if y'all ready for me, but God said in order to get on the king's highway, you got to take a hold of the way I walk in honor. And then it got to be consistent. And then hear me, that produces loyalty, that my commandments now are not grievous to you, but you delight to do his will. Do me a favor with me. Say honor, consistency, loyalty. Those three words put you on the king's highway. Without these three words, you're going to always mishap and get on another road. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but around Jerusalem, there were four major highways. And then the fourth one was called the King's Highway. And it was the most excellent path that they would get on. So when Isaiah is talking about, he's talking about a highway, he was referencing his understanding of the King's Highway. Be careful in this hour. You might be on a way that seems right, but it ain't the King's Highway. The King's Highway, there is honor, and I'm getting ready to get to my points. There is consistency, and then there is loyalty. If you want to walk on the King's Highway, these are the attributes that get you there. I'm honorable. I'm consistent. I'm loyal. I'm honorable. We ought to now move to a place that even our enemies recognize the honor that is on our life. Y'all ain't saying nothing, and y'all looking at me in that tone of voice, so I don't know if I need to go deeper. Our honor should be so consistent that other folks say, he's loyal to his God. He won't do nothing like that. But that is only produced by honor, and that's only produced by consistency, and that's only produced with, you now understand loyalty. In order to get on this highway, and Isaiah is going to tell us this, that you can't just pop up on this highway. You're going to need honor. You're going to need consistency. You're going to need loyalty. A little bit more time, but I'm going to go ahead and make misuse of what the time that I have. If we're going to be honorable, if we're going to be consistent, if we're going to be loyal, we must understand that Jesus is the way. And Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. And that by following his way, following his truth, and following his life, it leads us to the King's Highway. We must understand we're not looking for the coastal highway. We're not looking for the road of the patriarchs. We're not looking for the Rift Valley, but we're looking for the King's Highway. Somebody said to me real loud, I'm searching for the King's Highway. Has anybody besides me discovered I don't want to follow all of them? Okay, I don't know if y'all can hear me, what I'm saying today. There's a lot of people going to a lot of places. There's a lot of blind leaders of the blind. There's a lot of folks saying, come following me. But I'm discovering I don't want to go where they're going. I don't care how fast it is it look like they're going. I don't care what they are acquired in their journey. I'm looking and I'm searching for the King's Highway. And in order to do that, I must understand that Jesus is the way and he's the truth and he's the life. I must understand that as he places me on this highway, it leads me deeper into purpose. Why searching? It leads me deeper into purpose. It leads me deeper into calling. It leads me on the path that shines to the perfect day. And I'm focused and I don't deviate with unnecessary detours. Do me a favor. Tell your neighbors in this season, no unnecessary detours. God. Why am I looking for the King's Highway? Because I've had enough detours in this journey. I'm not talking to all of y'all. I'm just talking to three people over here. I done got off the path for 6 and 7 months, and now I'm a little bit older and my years are expiring. I'm on a way now that I got to stay on the King Highway. I believe in the book of Nehemiah, they said, I'm up on the wall and I'm doing a good work and I can't come down. Somebody under the sound of my voice have finally got out of the confusion and you know you're being led by God and you don't want to detour anymore. Well, do me a favor. High five somebody. Say no more detours. I don't have time to go over there and look and see what they're doing. I'm not inquisitive like that no more. Come on, do me a favor. Tell your neighbor, I'm not inquisitive like that anymore. I know I'm not the only one that my inquisitiveness got you in trouble. God, but I'm not inquisitive like that anymore. I found a way, and I want to follow that way that leads to life eternal. I'm searching for the King's highway. Tell somebody, I'm searching for the King's highway. Say it one more time. No more detours. No more detours. No more detours. No more detours. Some of us have been searching for a long time. I'm going to get done with this. Some of us have been searching for a long time, even not knowing what we were searching for. Others have been searching for things that had little value or was only for the here and now. And a few of us have been searching for something deep within us, but also without us. Some of us have been searching what has been beyond the shallow and beyond the temporal. Some of us have been searching that something of a supernatural dimension and dimensions beyond the heavens. Some of us have been searching for what we do not even have words to describe. And today, my message is about understanding that that search is over. Found your way onto the King's highway.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full linked copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.